Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
In 2 Timothy 2:23, we are taught to avoid those things which are unprofitable. It says, but avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And on the broadcast yesterday, I began to give some examples of areas of unprofitable disputes that I think Christians need to be careful to avoid. And the first one I brought up was the area of politics. And then I spent quite a bit of time talking about politics, and it might seem that I was doing the very thing that I said not to do, namely to get involved in political disputes. But let me try to explain myself a little bit further and then move on from that point on this Friday, February 4, edition of the Beacon Broadcast. Thank you for joining me, and thanks for helping us with the financial cost of maintaining this program on this station. Well, as I tried to say in the broadcast yesterday, politics are a very volatile area and are prone to much dispute. And therefore, I think Christians need to be very careful about getting involved in political discussions. Not that we should not be involved politically, not that we should not be informed politically, but we've got to understand that our highest obligation is to Christ and the gospel, and only secondly is our obligation to America and to the American Constitution, and where our commitment to one, namely to the American Constitution, is detrimental to our commitment to the other, that is to Jesus Christ and the gospel and to the souls of men, then we need to subjugate our commitment to the American Constitution, to the higher calling of the kingdom of Christ. That's what I was trying to say in the broadcast yesterday, for those of you who were listening. And that's what I believe is correct. I tried to stake out yesterday my own political views in broad generalities and broad principles, and I'm convinced that biblical Christianity has an awful lot in common with a strong constitutional viewpoint of politics. Sometimes, I think there is actually a Constitution Party. It's a very small one, but it is an endeavor to get Americans and American government back to the Constitution. We have drifted from our founding document, the Constitution. Here I am getting into a political discussion again, but I'm staking out my position in general terms. I am a constitutionalist. I believe that America was founded upon a constitution. The Constitution needs to be followed. And that parallels so closely my religious viewpoint. I am a Bible-believing Christian. I base my understanding of Christianity upon the Bible. I believe that the only Christianity that is real and true Christianity is Bible-based Christianity, and I don't think that the Bible can be treated as a living document, an evolutionary document. The Bible is not evolving. The message of the Bible is not evolving. God said what he meant when he wrote the Bible, and it doesn't change. The founders of our country said what they meant when they wrote the Constitution, and this is the difference that I tried to explain in the broadcast yesterday, it may change, but only through the amendment process. The founders made provision for a changing document because the Constitution of the United States is not an infallible, God-given document. There's only one Bible. The Constitution of the United States is not a Bible. It is not the Bible, it is not a Bible, and it's not on par with the Bible. It's not perfect. It can change. It has changed. It may change. There's provision to change it, but it is dishonorable to ignore what it says and to change what it says by ways other than constitutional amendment. That's dishonorable. Just like changing what the Bible says in our churches and in our Christian institutions is dishonorable. If you don't believe what the Bible says, then say, I'm not a Christian. Quit trying to redefine Christianity apart from the Bible, contrary to the Bible, different from the Bible. That's not Christianity. That's something else. That's a different religion. It may be a different religion that has some links and ties to Christianity, but be honest enough to say, I am not a Christian, not in the historic sense, because I don't believe the Bible. And I think the same thing is true with American politics. If you don't believe the Constitution, then be honest enough to say so. Say, I don't believe the Constitution. I think the Constitution needs to be changed. All right? Be honest enough about that. Work toward change. Work toward the amendments that you think ought to be made. That's honorable if you're doing that openly. But if you are trying to change the meaning of the Constitution in some other way, that's dishonorable. But to get all bogged down in political discussions and disputes is probably, in most cases, is probably detrimental to our Christian witness. Avoid. 2 Timothy 2:23 says, avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. You say, well, that's not a foolish argument. That's not an ignorant argument. It's an important argument. It's important for America. I understand. But what's important for America sometimes is detrimental to the kingdom of Christ. Now, what is most important? Oh, and there's so many other controversies. We can get all bogged down, for example, in controversies about Christian music. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Just bring that up, and controversies begin to fly. Now, I have a position. I state my position from time to time on the Beacon broadcast, and I do from time to time in my church. But I try to be careful to make it clear that the Bible does not spell out any particular form of music as the biblically acceptable form of music. Let's be honest about this. Let's be clear about this. And let's recognize that there is room for some differences of tastes, and there is room for latitude here. It is wrong, not only unwise, but it is wrong for me to take the kind of music that I prefer, that I like, and make that the standard for everybody else when I cannot do that, honestly, from the Bible. If I'm going to be a Bible-believing Christian, I've got to really take the position that I am bound by the Bible, what the Bible says, no more, no less. I can't add to it. I can't subtract from it. So I can't add musical standards to the Bible that aren't there. I know a lot of Christians who do that. Can't do that. That's Pharisaism, adding things to the Word of God, adding human opinions to God's Word, adding the traditions of men, traditional forms of music, to God's Word. I'm conservative in my music. I champion what might be called traditional forms of Christian music, but I must be honest enough to say that is not the Word of God. I have my reasons for it, and I'll be glad to talk to you about those, and from time to time I actually have, so I probably don't need to now anyway. You probably already know what some of my reasoning in that area is, but let's not get bogged down in these kinds of arguments. Avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. I think Bible versions fall into that area. Oh, how heated can be the discussions about versions of the Bible. And oh, how people will rise up to champion the traditional version. And oh, how foolish are so many of those arguments. They are just utterly foolish and preposterous so much of the time. And yet, people don't realize that, and don't realize that in arguing about that, they are doing exactly what 2 Timothy 2:23 says don't do. It says, avoid foolish and ignorant disputes. And an awful lot of the arguing that I hear about Bible versions falls right into the category of foolish and ignorant disputes. You talk about ignorance, so much of it. And I've already talked about that on this broadcast in previous days. And so, again, if you listen to the broadcast regularly, you know my position. You already know much of what I have to say in this area. Let me just remind you of one thing. We've been talking about religion and politics, so let me just remind you of one thing. The Bible that our pilgrim fathers and Puritan forefathers brought to these shores was not the King James Version. This country was not founded on the King James Version of the Bible. It was founded upon the Geneva translation of the Bible. Geneva Bible. Different translation. Most people don't know that. People who take this strong position. There's so much ignorance in that position. Now, folks, just back up a bit. Back up a bit, but avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. That is, ungodly strife. Avoid foolish disputes. It's a word that means sluggish or stupid. A lot of disputes are just parroting false information, misinformation, just shouting ignorance and shouting it loudly. If you say something loud enough, pound the pulpit hard enough, then you can convince people that it's true. Yes, but you have a responsibility to make sure that what you are saying is true. Christians are people of truth and integrity. And it's your responsibility, if you're going to make arguments, if you're going to argue for a certain position, it's your responsibility to study that position sufficiently so that you know the truth. And you can't do that if you only read one side of the argument, one side of the dispute. You say, well, I've read a book or two about this version business, and I know what I'm talking about. You probably don't if you've only read books that take one position. You're going to have to read books that take an opposite position, well-written, thought-out books, and then weigh the arguments back and forth if you're going to really understand the issues. A lot of people haven't done that. They're just spouting ignorance, spouting nonsense, parroting second-hand information, accepting as truth what some people have said, which is not true. I have seen statements in books about Bible versions that are absolutely preposterous. They are not true. Just because they're in print doesn't mean that they're true. Well, time's gone. See you next week. Until then, good day. May God give you His eternal peace.